especially introduced by the disciple succession of Lord Chaitanya and this Narottam Das Thakur, who has sung this Hari Hari Deepale Janam Vayanu. He's a famous acharya. His compositions are accepted as Vedic truth. So this part of this song is very nice. He is lamenting, appealing to Hari, the Lord. Hari Hari Deepale Janam Vayanu. My dear Lord, I have uselessly spoiled my life. Deepale means useless. And Janama means birth. And Vayanu means I have passed. He is representing the common man as every one of us is simply spoiling our life. They do not know that they are spoiling their life. They are thinking that I've got very nice apartment, very nice car, very nice wife, very nice income, very nice social position, so many things. These are the material attractions. Griha-kshetra-sutāpta-vittai. Stop it. The attraction, material attraction, is stated in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam in many ways. In one place it is very nicely summarized. What is this material attraction? The basic principle of material attraction is sex. A man is hankering after another woman, and the woman is hankering after another man. This is the basic principle of material life. Pungshan sriya mithuni bhavami. Mithuni bhav means sex. Tayo mitha ridayananti. And when they actually come into sexual life, each one of them become too much attracted. Ridayananti. Granthi means very hard knot. He says, I cannot leave you, you are my life and soul, and she says, you are my life and soul, for a few days. And then again, divorce. But the beginning is the basic principle of material attraction is the sex life. This is general. Those who have organized the sex life in social convention in so many ways. The marriage is also another convention. Give a very finishing nice touch than the animal. That's all. Just like sometimes it is said, marriage is legalized prostitution. So, for social convention, the marriage is a license. But it is also based on the sex life. But for keep up social life, one has to accept some regulative principle. Therefore, sex life like animals and sex life in marriage, there is difference, it is better. That is accepted in civilization. So, when they are united somewhere or other, then next demand is nice apartment. Griha. The next demand, griha kshetra, land. because human civilization is based on land and car. Gobaya Dhanavan, formerly a person who was considered to be rich man by possession of the number of cows, by possession of land, not this paper, this false money. At the present moment, if you have got some printed paper, $1,000, they are paper, actually. And the government is a failure, it has no end. But actually, if you possess some land and cows, the government may fail or not fail, your value is there. So that is actual property. Therefore, in Sanskrit language, it is said, Gavaya Dhanava. A man is known as rich man by possession of the number of cows. That was the mode of civilization and the Vedic age. So Griha Kshetra Suta. Suta means children. When you have got apartment, when you have got wife, when you have got the next demand is children. Suta. Because without children, no home life is pleasant. Putrahinam griham sannam. A home life is just like desert without children. Children is the attraction of home life. So, griha kshetra suta apta. Apta means relatives. Or society. Suta apta vittai and all these paraphernalia has to be maintained on money, therefore money is required with faith. In this way, one becomes entangled in this material world, janasko mohoyam. This is called illusion. Illusion. Why illusion? So important things, why illusion? And illusion means that these nice paraphernalia arrangement, home, life, apartment, wife, children, society, position, everything is all there. But as soon as this body is finished, everything is finished. You are in the next breath. You do not know what is next platform. The next platform may be a human being or a cat or a dog or a demigod or anything. You do not know. And as soon as you have got the next life, you forget all these things. There is no remembrance. What you are, what was my home. Everything is finished. Everything is finished. Glass, just like a bubble. By the crashing of different waves in the ocean, there are so many bubbles immediately generated. And the next moment, they are all finished. In this way, the life is going on. The human, the living entity is traveling in many species of life, many planets. But this is a human form of life, is an opportunity to understand how I am transmigrating from one place to another, one life to another, and simply wasting my time without understanding what is my constitutional position, why I am so much in distress, misery. These things are to be understood in the human form of life. But instead of understanding my real position, the process of life, we reject everything, simply engage with the griha-kshetra-sutapta-vittai. Griha-kshetra-sutapta-vittai, home, society, money, position, everything is all right, provided you can utilize it for elevating yourself from this material class. Otherwise, if you are simply engaged and captivated by these things, then I'm spoiling my life. So Narottam Thakur, representing ourselves, he's lamenting, my dear Lord, I've spoiled my life. I've simply spoiled my life. Why? But this life, this human conduct, manusya janamo paya radha krishna namasya, this human conduct I was meant for understanding what is Radha Krishna and what is Radha Krishna, our Lord, His energy, whatever you call. Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna, Hare Rama, the same thing, the Lord and His energy. So, instead of making contact with Radha Krishna, I'm simply spoiling my life in sense categories. So, he's lamenting. Hari, hari, be hari, jano. Uselessly, I've spoiled my life. Why? What is the lamentation? He says, Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtan. This chanting of Hare Krishna, this transcendental vibration, is not any material thing. It is imported from the transcendental abode, Golokera. Golok means the transcendental abode of Krishna. Golokera Premadhana. From there, the transcendental abode of Krishna. Just like the sunshine, where from it has come, from the sun planet. Everyone knows it. Although you cannot go there, it is far, far beyond your reach, but you can understand that the sunshine is coming from the sun globe. There is no doubt about it. Similarly, this vibration, this shining, is coming from Krishna, Golok. Golokera Premadhana. And Premadhana means this chanting is in love with Krishna. Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana Rotina Janmila Murta. I have no attachment for this. And why should one be attached to this? That is explained in the next line. Vishaya Vishanale Divanisi Hyaja. Hyaja means heart. Our heart is always burning. Why? In touch with this material, sense gratificatory thought. No sense gratificatory thought is giving me satisfaction. I'm trying this way, that way, this way, that way, that way. Just like people are trying. Sense gratification and so many. They have come to the last point. Naked picture, naked dance. That's short. What is called? Miniskirt. That because here the basic principle only sex, everyone is invited. Yes, come on, sex. But this way, that way, say what? Anyway, you enjoy, you cannot be satisfied. That is sex. Because that is not your platform of enjoyment. You are saying so? Unless you come to the spiritual platform, these materials, any kind of sense enjoyment, therefore you will never be satisfied. You are simply hankering after, but there will be no satisfaction. Therefore, Narottam Das says, Vishaya Vishanale. Vishaya means these materials, demands, eating, sleeping, mating, these are called Vishaya. They are just like poison, fire. So everyone is God. The Vishaya Vishanale Divanisi Hiya Jale. Jale means it is born. My heart is born. Tori Vare Nakainu Upa. But I did not search out the relief, the immediate reason is chant. I have no attachment for this. Therefore, I have spoiled my life. Then he says, Vrindanandana jai sachishita haila sai. Now, this chanting of Hare Krishna is introduced by Krishna himself. Vrindanandana, Krishna appeared as the son of Maharaj Nanda in Vrindavan. Therefore, he is called Vrindanandana. Vrajasatama, these are names. So these same Vrindanandana and Krishna has appeared as Satinanda. The Supreme Personality of Godhead takes place when he is addressed with his devotee's name, with his energy's name. Devotee is also his energy. So, he has no father. He is father of everyone. But he accepts some devotee. A devotee wants Krishna as his son. Therefore, Krishna accepts a devotee as his father. So nobody can become his father. But a devotee, just like this girl, Nandarani, is raising a daughter, all is giving service. The child is accepting service from the parents. Her business is only to accept daughter and accept service. So, devotees accept Krishna as son so that Krishna may simply talk at them and accept them. That is the point. Because devotee want to render service, that this is the best way of service, rendering. The child will draw all assets. So, this conception, fatherhood of the absolute truth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is undoubtedly very good. But there is no service. Father is meant for exact father genius. And here, the Vaishnava conception, to accept the Supreme as child to render service, not to accept, no parent has to accept any service from the child, but he simply gives service. So anyway, so Vrindanandana, the idea of accepting the law as son, Maharaj Nanda accepted Krishna as his son. Similarly, Sashi Devi accepted Lord Chaitanya as his son. So both of them are the one. So Narottam Thakur said, the same Vrindanandana, Krishna, has now appeared as Lord Chaitanya, as the son of Sashi. And the same Balaram has become Nitar. And what is their business? The business is papi-tapi jato-chira. They are claiming all kinds of sinful conditions. They're only businesses. Because in this age, Kali Yuga, you cannot find any perfectly pious man, a saintly person. Everyone is addicted to so many sinful activities. So papi-tapi jato-chira. Parināme udhārila. Simply by distributing this chanting, he claimed everyone, however fallen he may be. Come on, chant Hare Krishna. So nice. Papi-tapi jato-shila harinami tadhava. What is the evidence that you have? Tadhakti jagayama. Jagayama and Hai, there are two brothers. Divorce number one. They are all kinds of sins. They are drunkards, they are woman hunters, beach eaters, so many things. And of course they were born in a very high Brahmin family, but by the association they became like that. Similarly, at the present age, this human society, although they are coming from the alien family, very nice family, but due to association, the only environment is there's oven and intoxication, meat eating and gambling. That's all. The Dalai Lama is a specimen, sample of this population. And Lord Chaitanya delivered them. Simply by this, Hare Krishna. So this chanting process, Hare Krishna, will actually deliver all these fallen souls. With all the intelligence. It is not over for Bhagavan. No. Anyone who is dead to this chanting process, he, what about you don't consider about his past life, he will become saintly, he will become pure Krishna conscious person. So, papitapi jato shila harinam uddharila parashakti javai, evidence is javai, mother. And then he says, aha, when he has come to the senses that I am eternal servant of Krishna, then he surrenders. This process, the chanting process, will purify our heart, our burning heart. And while we come to the understanding that I am eternal servant of the Supreme Krishna, then as soon as he has come to this understanding, as it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam janmanamante janavan maranga prabhatat. After many, many births, when one person becomes actually wise, man of wisdom, janavan, wise man, then what does he do? He surrenders unto me, Krishna says. Why? Vasudeva sarvamiti. Because Vasudeva Krishna is everything. From Atma Sudullo, that kind of base soul is very rare. That is true. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made easy to become such kind of great soul simply by chanting Hare Krishna. Therefore, Narasimha Das Thakur, at the end, he says, Mahaprabhu Nanda Suta Vrishabhanu Sutai. Again, the Sutta, the son, the son of Nanda, and Radharani, the daughter of Vrishabhanu, they are standing, Krishna, Krishna, they do not worship Krishna alone, without Radha. They do not worship Rama without Sita. They do not worship Narayana without Lakshmi. Because the Lord and the energy must be there. We don't say, we don't believe this God is without an energy. No. Hare Krishna. First the energy that is. Hara. Hare, then Krishna. So here also, Narasimha Das Thakur prays, my dear Lord Krishna, you are now present before me with your internal potency, your pleasure potency, Radha. So, I am surrendering to you. Mahaprabhu Nanda Sutta. Don't neglect me because I am so sinful. My past life is so bad. Don't neglect me. Please accept me. Don't keep me away. I surrender to you. This is the purpose of this song. So, this instruction should be taken by all of us. The purificatory process is chanting, Hare Krishna. And as soon as our heart is purified, we completely become convinced that the Lord, He is supreme, I am His eternal servant. I have forgotten this. Servant, my servitor, He is there. But instead of serving the Lord, I am serving myself. Yes. I have never become the master. I am not master of my senses. I am the servant of my senses. That is my position. So why not becoming the servant of the Supreme? Instead of serving on the servant of the senses. You cannot become master. Actually, you become master of the senses when you are actually servant of Krishna. Otherwise, it is not possible. There are two words, Goswami and Godas. persons who are servants of their senses, therefore materialistic godas. And persons who are master of the senses, they are called gosha. Gosha.
They
control the senses. The tongue wants to eat something which is not. He controls. Tongue. He cannot taste these things. It is not Krishna Prasad.
Therefore, he becomes Goshami,
master. He does not allow the tongue to eat any nonsense, except Krishna Prasad. He cannot allow his senses, his anything, for sense gratification, only for the service. That is called devotion of service. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Bhakti, this devotional service means when you engage your senses for the satisfaction of the master of the senses. The supreme master of the senses is Krishna. So we are trying to apply the senses for our personal service. This is called maya. This is called Krishna. The same senses purify when they will engage in the service of Krishna, that is perception. So we are not going to make stop the activities of the senses. But senses are being purified for being engaged in the service of the Lord. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you. Thank
any question?
How was it that the Lord Jesus was called the Son of God? Krishna is usually the Son. How come Jesus?
Not usually. Krishna is Father, that I told you. But he becomes Son out of his love. Krishna is Father. Krishna's position is father, but he is simply father, so he voluntarily becomes a son also sometimes, to test how to become son. Son is not his constitutional position. Father is his constitutional position. But he voluntarily accepts to become a son, but he is going to be father, his original path. He is a father of everyone. Aham dhīra pada pita. The Bhagavad Gita says there, sarva jodi shukantya, there are millions and 8 million and 400,000 species of life, and I am the father of all these living entities. So who is going to be father? Nobody is father, but a devotee, when a life, my dear Lord, I want a son like you. So Krishna accepts, oh, where is another son like me? I will become your son. Just like Vasudeva and Devaki in their previous life, they underwent severe austerities. They are married couples, but they had no sex. They determined that unless we get the Lord as our son, we are not having any son. So they went on for many years, many thousands of years, austerity. Then the Lord appeared, what do you want? Sir, I want a son like you. And what can I get? Another son like me? I will become your son. So, Krishna, the Lord, is father of everyone. But he voluntarily accepts to become a son, to his devotee. Otherwise, his position is always father. Yes.
I read Srimad Bhagavatam, volume 3, that when one becomes a liberated soul, he attains perfect freedom. And even sometimes that freedom is on the same level as Krishna, or even more than Krishna.
Yes.
Would you explain that?
Bhakya, just like this Vasudeva, is more than Krishna. Yasoda, you have seen the picture, Yasoda is binding Krishna. Yes, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is, afraid, is fearful by everyone. The Yasoda and Krishna has become fearful to Yasoda. My dear mother, kindly do not bind me. I shall obey your orders. So Yasoda has become more than God, more than Krishna. The Mahavadi philosophers say one to be one with Krishna or one with Lord. But our philosophy is to become more than Krishna. Why one with Krishna? More than Krishna. And actually, yes, sir. He makes his devotee more than Krishna. Just like Arjuna and Krishna. Krishna took the part of a driver. And he was the hero of the fight. Actually, Krishna was the hero. But he gave position to his devotee. You become the hero. I shall become your chariot. That's all. Don't you see how Arjuna has become more than Krishna? Krishna says, Arjuna, you are hesitating to fight. But you know that all these persons who are assembled in this battlefield, they are not going back. They are already killed. That is my plan. You simply take the credit that you have killed. That's all. That he wants, just like a father wants a son to see him more than himself. If a father is M.A., he wants to see his son, M.A., Ph.D. or something more, he satisfies. He will not tolerate anybody to become more than him, but he will tolerate if his son becomes more than him. I am giving a crude example. Similarly, Krishna and the Lord wants to see his devotee more than himself. That is his pleasure. He takes pleasure in that. So to become a devotee is not ordinary thing. You see, he has got the chance to become more than God. Why equal with God? He is one with God. No, more than God. Yes. That is our thing. What is the relationship of Surabhi? These cows are also devotees. And Krishna is fond of keeping cows, taking care of them. The same love of their exchange of love, that's all. Dasparas. Servitude. There are different rasas, mellows of relationship with Krishna. Shanta, Dasa, just like Vrindavan Bhumi, or the trees, the plants, they are serving Krishna silently. And the cows and servants, they are offering superior service. The friends, they are offering service as friends. The gopis, gopis are the motherly gopis, just like Yasoda and ladies offer their loving Krishna as son. And the younger girls, they're loving Krishna as husband or lover. In this way, in Vrindavan, there are different transcendental mellows of loving affairs. The cows are on the Shanta Dasaras, giving service, just like master and servant. They are situated in this transcendental human. But they are all one with Krishna. Nobody is inferior than Krishna. Yes. but the relationship is, you know, exchange of loving service.
Is our life with Krishna already established in the
eternal,
or do we
attain? No, it is already established. You have got eternal relationship. When you become liberated, you realize that your relationship is with Krishna. You develop that taste, whether in Santaras or Dasaras or Madhujaras or Vatsalaras. But that is not to be imitated in the present moment, when we are actually liberated. To come to that stage, the routine work, regulatory work should be followed. Chanting, hearing, worshipping, following the regulatory principles. In this way, gradually, as we are purified, we come to the pure consciousness, Krishna consciousness, then at once you understand my relationship with Krishna is there. And you are transferred to the Krishna Loka in that room.
We could also have a past relationship.
And? We could
also have a past relationship with Krishna by the tree.
Yes. That will be revealed. How you are related with Krishna. Every relationship is as good as the other. Just like in this material world, everyone's position is very nice. Similarly, in the spiritual world we speak, they're all equal. But still, one is, one's aptitude is that I want to love Krishna in this way. Yes. So, he's there in that way. There must be variety. If there is Rat Lila, there must be nice trees, nice fields, nice cows, nice Jamuna river. Otherwise, how it is? Simply the gopis and Krishnas are there. If other things are not there. The background must be there. Everything is spiritual. Background is also spiritual. That is creation. Krishna eka bahushyama. Just like a painter, he paints a picture, he makes a nice background. Similarly, Krishna wants to endure. So he has created us in different varieties to supply his pleasure potential. He is a bahushyam. This baby Gita says that alone he has made. Why? Just to enjoy. Why? Anandamaya Jyatat. He is by nature joyous, Sachidananda Vigraha. So Ananda does not mean that one. No, variety. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. So that variety, they are all spiritual. That's why, the same example, you paint a picture with the same brush, and call her, but as soon as you make it variety, variegated, it becomes very enjoyable. So we don't say that the varieties created by God is false. No. It is real. How can I say it is false? This flower, it is designed by God so nicely. It is colored so nicely. It has got use. There is variety. Even there is greenness. There is so many things variety. There is color display. Sometimes it's dark red. Sometimes it is light red. So nicely created by Krishna. And I shall say it is false. Why is it false? It is Krishna's creation. Let me take it and offer it to Krishna. This is called what? This is called Krishna. I don't enjoy. It is Krishna's creation. It must be offered to Krishna. And after offering to Krishna, he will enjoy. After offering nice prasadam, Krishna is full. Krishna is not eating. He will enjoy. That is Krishna.
we don't reject any. This tape recorder, we don't reject. We don't say, oh, it is material, we shall not touch. Or bring any tangible invention, we shall engage in the service of it. That's all. We don't say it is false. Why? You have applied your brain, you have applied your energy to invent such nice machines. Let it be engaged in Krishna's service. Your life is successful. That's all. The flower from the tree from which this flower is grown, if this flower is offered to Krishna, his life is successful. It is so nice program, Krishna consciousness. All round successful. There is no comparison with this program, Krishna consciousness. There cannot be any comparison. Neither any arrival is this. Conception of Dhamma, Krishna consciousness. But try to understand, preach it nicely and be happy and let them be done. So, you want to chant something or no? All right, that's all right. You have chanted, now you can be still.
I want to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Oh, I don't like this. He may come back. He must be seeing as we have a cat. First of all, he gave me what? That's ordinary. I never, and he becomes sick. He is also tasting. That is nice. So tomorrow we must find out some store. You may send somebody to help me.
Listen to me.
Still get a lot of other practice, but that desire is Los Angeles area.
Oh, you can, it's a job.